Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots, and that means we are here for you. And we're here to do just one thing. That is lockstep, join hands, and walk right over top of all the meatheads and the idiots that have attempted to make this country such an insufferable place to live in. And our number is 877-876-PHIL. And this hour, we're going to talk with Art Griego about the wedding season. And has the struggling economy affected the wedding industry? It's a wedding season, and photographer Art Griego, who's also done some work as a private pilot. I think we can probably take that off the screen now, bud.
That is pretty interesting.
We're showing a picture that was done of me by an artist named Kanatha Grisvard and Amanda Green. Both of them do these little art pieces, and they send them to me, and they look really strange.
That one looks just like you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Anyway, so welcome back, folks, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. That means you can go over to our website and get a backstage pass and watch the show as well as listen to it. Phil TV in HD. We got it all going on here with high-definition video and just a beautiful picture right now. I'm sitting in front of the El Pacifico, which is where our broadcast studios are located here in the land of the fog and the sea lions. Now, get yourself a backstage pass and you'll figure it all out. Don't worry about it. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. So, as we mentioned, we're in a down economy, and don't we all know it? Especially those of us who own businesses or who have recently started businesses. Those of us who are in the midst of perhaps trying to expand a business. Art Griego is with us. And Art, you started out as where are you? In Santa Monica?
Phil, I'm at the Santa Monica Airport right now. It's kind of busy. I'm in the restaurant right now.
And you started out as a commercial pilot. You went into the business of private charters, and now you're doing photography. You're kind of a renaissance man.
Well, I've been doing photography all of my life, and it was only in the last, I'd say, year that I decided to get into the business of photography for as a commercial enterprise, Phil. So that's we. My wife gave me the idea of wedding portraits by Art.
And it's called Wedding Portraits by Art.
That's my business, and we will go to weddings and take these photographs not only of obviously the bride and the groom, but of the extended family and the wedding receptions and so forth. And
how is business? So we were talking about the business, the economy being down.
Well, business is very rough. Business is very rough. You have to, in my line of work, at least the way I see it, the best thing you can do is to take a series of photographs at a wedding and hope that one or two of them is noticed by one of the big wedding magazines, and you get the photograph published in Bridal Magazine or Wedding Magazine or one of these. So I am constantly on the lookout for photographs for jobs, really, where that's going to happen. And you'll get hired to do a wedding shoot. You show up, and you have an opportunity to do some work. You know, I just saw in the paper today, Phil, Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, was it in the paper?
It was in one of the later editions, or maybe I saw it on a website.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner's wedding to Crystal Harris is called off. I haven't had time to look into that. We will cover that in our next hour, but suffice it to say, that would have been a great job, huh?
Oh, it would have been a fantastic job to have. She's a very, very beautiful woman, and Mr. Hefner has a beautiful, without question, a beautiful home. They're the Playboy Mansion where he lives. So that's the kind of a dream job that you would like to have, and unfortunately, that one. I don't know who had that job, but
well, he's out the job too. So everybody, all the caterers, think of that.
Oh yeah, but it can be a lucrative business. But these days it's been tougher because I'll show up for a job. I think I have the job in hand, and I show up and I look at the couple, and immediately you sort of feel your shoulders slump a little bit, and the only thing you can do is start to put the equipment back in the bag.
And what do you mean? You look at the couple. You'll show up.
You'll show up and you'll see the couple. And if you put together what I'm telling you right now, with what I said to you a few minutes ago about being able to get a picture into Bridal Shower magazine, being able to get a picture into Modern Bride. If I show up and I see the couple and the bride is going to be not acceptable, you can go ahead and do the job if you want. I choose not to.
When you say that the bride's not acceptable, you're talking about to have a published picture?
Yeah. And just to, the first thing you want is a really beautiful set of pictures.
But isn't that up to the couple?
Well, it's up. Of course it's up to the couple, Phil.
Isn't that the I want some beautiful pictures for my wedding. You know, I don't know what the bride or the groom or whoever would say to you, you know.
Well, they want you to come and take the standard array of photographs for their wedding, having to do with the ceremony, having to do the formal portrait, having to do the family portraits. There are a series of them that you have pictures taken of the groom and his groomsmen, the bride and her bridesmaids, so on and so forth.
Right. So you're there to take these pictures.
I'm there to take the pictures, yes. But the problem that we run into in the wedding photograph business is that you show up and you immediately realize there's no way that you're going to make any real money on this job.
And the real money is your being able to sell one of these photographs to a big magazine?
Yeah.
What if the couple doesn't want you to do that?
Well, I mean, generally it's pretty lucrative. And you'll say it's a limited rights thing. So you can say to the couple, if I'm able to sell one of these photographs or two of them to one of the bridal magazines, you'll get a piece of the fee. And it's a limited use thing.
So they only use it for a certain amount of time.
Right. But if I show up and I see the situation has gone bad. And
I you're using a little bit of code here, man.
I'm sorry, Phil. I'm trying to as professionally as I can.
Well, when you say you show up and the situation's gone bad.
It's gone south or it's gone sour. It's like if food goes bad. A wedding shoot will go bad. The same way food goes bad, the way, I shouldn't say this, but I heard in the Casey Anthony trial, you were mentioning they said the smell of a...
Yeah, a decomposing body.
Right. Well, I can tell you right now, a wedding photography job can get it'll go as bad as something that smells like that.
And well, I don't know what you meaning what, Art? You're not making enough money.
You're not going to make any money, and so if I get a call and they book me and they say we would like to book you, and
well, don't you meet these people ahead of time?
Not always. They've seen my work. They call me up. They ask me to come down.
So you don't meet them ahead of time.
No.
So they call you up and they book you. You're not signing any contract.
No. They just say, will you please? Yes, I will. Where is it going to be? It's going to be at the Riviera Country Club. It's going to be at Rancho Park. In other words, when they mention it's going to be at some high-end place.
Then you're more likely to want to take the job?
No, absolutely. And then you show up, and everything has just rotted away from the... It smells like that car.
Yeah. All right, I don't understand. I don't think that's a very apropos comparison. I don't want to use that. But you're saying...
What I'm saying is the job went bad.
Because the bride is what?
The bride is too big. She's not going to be lovely enough to get me any kind of... believe me, Phil, when I tell you, every bride is beautiful. Every bride is beautiful.
Well, if every bride were beautiful, Art, you would be... taking these jobs.
Well, I take the job if I need the job, but it's not every bride is beautiful, but not every bride is beautiful enough for wedding portraits by Art.
And because you're not going to make any money selling or leasing the rights of that photograph.
That is correct, because she's not the slender, you know, look at. I can tell you this, Phil, the Crystal Harris-Hugh Hefner wedding was the event of the season. Why? Because she is, in the parlance of the street, not the way I talk, not the way you talk, but the way someone who lives in the gutter would talk. But let's just be clear, she's a piece of ass, Okay.
All right. Well, if we're not talking like we live in the street, let's not do it then.
No, I was just, I was using their terminology.
Let's use terminology that a couple of educated men would use.
All right.
She's a beautiful woman.
She's a beautiful woman, absolutely. And forgive me, Phil, but I wanted to, that doesn't hit home as much.
And to me, it does. It's perfectly fine. So you have a beautiful woman, and this is a job that you want to do. I have to tell you, you want to go to weddings, and then you see that the bride is too large or too fat or whatever you call it.
I did not use that word.
Okay. You turn around and leave?
You have to.
And what happens to these people who had an understanding that you were going to photograph their wedding?
The understanding is, and I think, and that's why I'm on your show tonight, I want people to understand that you're not going to take pictures of a wedding when the bride is that size.
And what size are we talking about?
We're talking about a size that she's going to take up. I don't know what you're, what do you mean?
What, when a bride is that size, you don't want to take the picture, the wedding pictures. What size are we talking about?
We're talking about a woman big enough to fill up. If you're talking about an 8x10, let's say, she's going to fill most of one half of it.
I don't know what that means.
You can take a look. If you take an 8x10 and...
All right, I'm going to do this on camera. In fact, people can see at home. Here's a sheet of paper. Bud, how many inches?
Hold on. How many inches is what?
The paper.
Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Let's just say this is an 8x10. One half of this... Fully?
The entire half. But it would vary, of course, because I don't think that's a real 8x10. But if she's big enough to dwarf things around her, or if it's just a case that there are other problems, such as the teeth. I mean, I don't know how far you want me to go with this.
Well, in other words, if she's ugly...
I don't want to use that word.
Well, that's where you're going. She's fat and ugly.
No, Phil, I would rather not say. I'm just simply saying, you asked me how was business.
Yeah, it sounds to me like business is pretty good and you're turning jobs down. You know?
No, I am not.
Well, that's... Wait a minute. Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are. You're going out to a job that you have been hired to do. You see that the bride is either too big or her teeth are bad or something. So you said to me that your shoulders slump, you feel bummed out, you put the stuff back in the bag and you split.
I have no choice at that point.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like business is bad. Hold on for just a minute here, Art. We have to take a break. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is a man who, Art Griego, who does wedding photographs, but turns down jobs if the bride is too large or if she's got bad teeth or something because he can't lease these photos to big magazines. And I don't know if any of you ever had an experience where a photographer showed up and then turned around and left. But that's what he's done on a couple of jobs. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And we're in an economy, and he's turning jobs down because the bride's too big. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
On the line with me, Lloyd, we have Art Griego with us. Mr. Griego is a wedding photographer. We've talked to Art in the past about aviation issues also, but you have been doing this for the last year, Wedding Portraits by Art. And you're saying that you're struggling.
Well, business has been really bad. If it doesn't pick up, like everything else, we certainly would be looking towards some sort of a helping hand from our government, like any business would want. But I'm in big trouble, and every business is. I understand that.
But you're turning business down.
No, I'm not. I'm not turning business down. I don't understand when you say turning business down. I can't use it. I go to a job that's gone bad. I go to a job that has gone bad, like a bad, like, you know, exposed meat in a refrigerator.
And how is a job, when you say you go to a job and it's gone bad?
Yes.
You're saying that you go to a job and you see a bride.
I can't do it. I can't make any money with that. She's that size.
But you could still take the gig and take the photographs, right?
It's not any kind of real money. The real money, the real home run money, is being able to lease some of these photographs. I can't do it, Phil. I'm telling you, I would love to be able to do it, but I can't do it when you look at a bride that looks like that. And some of these weddings are a little rural, and the teeth, if you're taking a picture and the teeth are not symmetrical, the light catches a tooth, and it literally can blind you to death. It'll blind your eyes. It'll burn the eyes right out of your skull if the light catches a tooth that is sticking out. So...
I've never heard of anything like this before in my life. I don't know anything about photography. I've never heard of a guy turning down jobs.
I'm not turning down jobs. They're going rotten on me. They're hostile to the economy.
Well, you have not made the case, though, Art, that the jobs are, quote, going rotten on you. All you're saying is you can't take pictures of a bride who's too big. 877-876-PHIL. John in Louisville, Kentucky. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This guy is a wacko. I don't know what he's talking about. Do you know how much it costs to get wedding pictures at a wedding? Thousands of dollars.
That's exactly right.
Hours,
exactly right.
Thousands.
No,
how much do you get wedding pictures cost? This guy is a wacko.
I don't make thousands. I don't make thousands. The problem is you're going to make. First of all, are you a photographer?
No, I'm not a photographer. I have friends.
Well, you don't know anything about it. You don't know anything about it.
Come on,
I'm a guy.
Photographers. I have friends. I just did a
you have friends.
As a DJ. You're a wacko, man. You can go out there. You've got a lucrative business. Be an American. Get out there and work. Here it is.
No, I don't have a lucrative business. I don't have a lucrative business when I show up and she's the size of a house.
Too bad. Man,
what?
I wish if I had the skills and I had a camera, I'd go out to...
Exactly. You wish. You wish you had the skills. You wish you had the skills. Good point. You don't. I do.
Why don't you use your skills?
I am. I'm telling you something about the business that you don't know. You think you know the business. You don't.
Hey.
No. You don't know anything about my business.
To get pictures. It takes thousands of dollars to get pictures.
Let me ask you. How do you know all of this? How many times have you been married? What are you talking? Where are you getting this information?
I have a friend that's a wedding photographer. I have a friend.
You have a friend.
He gets $1,000.
Well, he said that.
Wedding as a DJ to do wedding pictures. You're talking about a couple of $1,000s. And some of these guys do two weddings in a weekend.
You can do.
I don't know what
you're talking
about.
You can do, Mr. Hendry. I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
You can do $2,000 if you get the job. If you show up and she's too big, you can't do the job.
No. No one's firing you from the job, right?
No. What do you mean no one's firing me from the job?
You go there. You got the job. You can do the job.
You can't.
You don't take
you can't do.
That's not
you
good
can't
business.
Do. How am I supposed
sure
to do it when she's that big?
Man, I think you need to go to business school or something.
No, you need to go to photographer school so you know what my business is about. I'm not trying to tell you your business, whatever it is. I will tell you that when you show up and she's the size of what, you know, use your imagination. No way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. That man, in my opinion, was, I agree with him. He was almost apoplectic. He couldn't believe what he was hearing.
Well, you know, that he can be as apoplectic. He's got a friend who's a DJ at a wedding. He's got a friend who's a wedding photographer. Well, here's a guy that's really upwardly mobile. You know,
well, he's talking about a couple of people that he knows that make all this money.
Well, you can't make that kind of money.
Yes, if you turn around and you walk off of a wedding because the bride is too large, as you put it.
All right, you want me to be, I'll be great. She's fat. Fat and ugly.
Well, that's pretty cruel and crude for a guy who's supposed to work with people for a living. A man who is supposed to make a beautiful day even more beautiful, a guy who is supposed to present to the happy couple portraits of themselves and their families in a happy moment. She's too fat and ugly, you say, so you turn around and you walk out on the job.
You have not given me the opportunity here, Phil, to explain to you and to your audience just exactly how important it is that they drop a few pounds before I can do anything with the picture. Otherwise, they're going to look at me when I walk into Bridal Shower magazine or Modern Bride, and they're going to say, oh, here he comes. It's Griego again with more of these beasts.
And all right, hold on for a minute. 877, here, it's Griego again. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Talking about...
Phil Henry. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have with us Art Griego from Portraits by Art as we talk about the wedding season, June. You've had jobs that you have walked out on because you say they are hostile to your economics. And I want you to define that. Other than saying you show up, Art, and the bride is too large or she doesn't have the right figure or something.
Phil, that's it in a nutshell. I'm not here to judge any human being or to say that someone is not beautiful or what have you, but I know what my business requires. If I show up for a job to take pictures, a wedding portrait, and the two people that I'm looking at, you know, you want to just you feel the disappointment. That's all I'm saying. You feel like you've been kicked in the gut when you turn the corner and you look at the I forget what it's called where they stand under it.
You're a photographer and you don't know the names of these things?
No, I don't. I call it the archway.
I mean, I don't either, but I would think you'd know this.
You don't either, but you're telling me, I would just point this out, Mr. Henry, what the arch thing is for weddings, not everybody knows.
Yeah? I would think that a wedding photographer would. So you turn the corner.
And what?
You say you turn the corner.
Well, I just turn the corner and I see some, you know, and then I take that picture to Bridal Magazine. And I have been more than one time had a receptionist at Modern Bride saying, here comes Art and his petting zoo. Here comes Art.
And you're telling me that's what they're calling these brides?
The ones that when they're bat size, yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Henry Show, talking about bridal pictures. And why some of them he can't take. Here is Paul in Lafayette, Louisiana. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to know how he gets work. If this is genuinely his name, and my mom's a professional wedding photographer, you're putting your name out there on a national photographer to show up and shoot the wedding regardless of their... of what they look like. I don't understand how you get work.
I just have to ask you, Paul, to watch your language a little bit there. Art, go ahead. That's all right.
Yeah, well, the gentleman just said, what do you want me to say?
I think you should answer his question.
His question was, how do I get... I get a lot of work.
Because
people want...
Oh, sorry.
Well, they want to have their pictures taken. And
okay.
So I show up. And what have they done to me? See, I'm giving them... My job, I'm coming with my cameras, I'm coming with my lights, I'm coming with all of the stuff that I got, my assistant. And your mother does the work, so you know. And what
yeah,
are they giving me? They're giving me a bride that looks, they're giving me a bride with the big, you know,
well,
the big shoulders.
The big shoulders. It sounds like you're in the wrong business because the day...
No, I'm in the right business.
Well, the day that my mom walks off a wedding is the last day she shoots a wedding because, you know, with this day and age of technology and how fast your name travels with Yelp and everything, why would anyone go to Art when he's just, you know, depending on how you look, he's going to determine whether he's going to pole vault himself into a weddings magazine.
Well, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question. When your mother takes a picture, does she try to sell pictures to Modern Bride and to big magazines? I'm sure she does.
Yes, of course. And that's
all right.
Well, naturally, yes, but other than that, she does it to capture special moments in people's lives. She doesn't do it to capitalize on...
Let's talk turkey here for a minute. Yeah, let's talk turkey here for a minute. Your name's Paul. Paul, you sound like a good guy, and I know you love your mother, but let's talk business for a second.
But
no, you know, I'm very happy to go and capture a happy moment. Blah blah blah. That's great. I'm here to make myself a nice dollar. I want to make a beautiful dollar. Okay. Now I turn the corner and there is a bride with the big. I can only say the big shoulders. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
What are you talking about?
The big woman.
Okay.
I can't do it. I have a physical inability.
Is that a,
you understand what I'm saying, Paul?
Depending on how you look, that determines whether you're going to shoot them. Like, I just couldn't see the
That's a very good point.
You know what? I got to go.
You have to. I don't know how your mother does it. She's going to show up, and she turns the corner, and there's a woman there who's got that big, thick neck.
She finds the beauty of every individual.
That's what you do with the picture. All right, Paul, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. We have Dave. Go ahead, Dave. That's what a photographer is.
Phil, I don't need him to tell me what a photographer is. I know what a photographer is.
Go ahead, Dave.
I think that man from Arch, he ought to be put out of business. I mean, people like him, look at Karen Carpenter. I don't know if you're old enough to remember her, but she died because of people like him.
Who are you talking about?
Karen Carpenter had anorexia.
Judgmental on their weight, on their size, on everything. And he is being very judgmental on on their appearance. What? Now, if he wants to be glossy, that's what he needs to do.
Right.
What is that?
Because that's
if
exactly
you want to photograph really
what he's doing.
Good-looking people, then go out and photograph good-looking people.
I do wedding photographs.
Well,
wedding
he's ugly
portraits
on the
by
inside,
art.
I'll tell you that.
I had the... Well, sir, I went and started a business. I had cards made. I have a sign in the door, wedding portraits by art. Now, you want me to go ahead and set fire to all of that figuratively and go out in the street someplace with a bunch of other sweating idiots? No, not me.
Well, what do you
no
think
way.
You are? You're being judgmental to every woman that's walking the face of the earth. That their most beautiful day in the world is the day they get married. And what difference
you got
does
it
make whether she's a size 1 or a size 21?
The difference is,
and you're hired to take the pictures. And I'll tell you what, if I hired someone to take pictures of my daughter's wedding and they walked out, I'd be their worst nightmare. Because you wouldn't
well, have the sir.
Anywhere.
You recognize my right that if I were to take pictures at your daughter's wedding and I turn the corner and she's got all that thickness, you recognize my right to leave, don't you?
The thickness.
Yeah, well,
what are you talking?
You don't contract the hire to do a job and base it just on someone's appearance. I'll tell you what.
I want to know. Just hold on for just a second, Dave.
When you leave this world and go to the other side, we're all rubble at the foot of the cross. And when the Lord
I don't play that. Okay. Yeah, that's fine, sir. And I'm sure you're right.
I hope you go out of business.
I'm sure you're right, sir. I'm sure that you're right that I'll burn in hell. But before I do, we're on my time.
I can't judge.
You know,
I can't judge.
We're on my time. You know, as Jason Patrick said in that great movie, I forget what, Your Friends and Neighbors, he said, you know, if it turns out that this God thing is real, then I'll have to deal with it. Until then, we're on my time. All right?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, whatever, man.
What do you mean, whatever? What do you mean, whatever?
What, you're the guy that's saying whatever.
No, I thought you did.
No, you did. You said whatever.
Well, I'm just trying to tell this guy that I'm here to make a living, not to take pictures of wildlife.
Boy, you know something? I can only repeat what the other chap said. And, Dave, thank you very much for your call. You know.
Well, sir, I have to tell you, I'm the piece of work. Why is it that I have to take pictures of these big women, and I can't sell any to Modern Bride magazine, and I'm eating out of a can. Every night, I'm opening a can up and eating out of it.
Why do you eat out of a can?
Because it reminds me I want to eat out of a can until I make some real good money.
Well, I don't know what that means. Thank you very much, Dave, for your call. 877.
You don't know what it means.
877-876-PHIL. I'm talking here with Art Griego.
No, I want to know. What do you mean you don't know what it means?
I don't know. What does that mean, you're eating out of a can?
I eat out of cans until such time as I sell a job to Modern Bride, and then I'll sit down with a plate and silverware and a napkin.
And why are you eating out of the can?
Because I'm, wow, I'm poor.
Are you telling me that you don't have silverware?
You don't understand. Yes, I've got silverware, and yes, I've got plates. But I'm not, you can't talk. The economy's bad, and I don't even want to think about it. I'm depressed, and I'm eating out of a can.
Why don't you eat off of plates and use silverware and the napkins that you say you own?
Mr. Henry, you're harassing me.
And no, I'm asking you. You said you eat out of a can.
I do. Every night I open a can up and I eat over a sink. How does that... Do you do that?
No, I don't.
Well, of course you don't, because you make good money.
Well, are you starving to death?
Am I what?
Are you starving to death?
I'm eating out of a can.
Well, what you're telling me is this. You're eating out of a can so you can get sympathy where you could actually afford to eat off of plates, and you don't.
I have not referenced that at all.
All right, well, I don't even want to talk about that because that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. The stupidest thing that I've ever heard in my life. We're going to continue, though, talking about your business, why you're turning down business. And
well, this other gentleman who was talking to me about me going to hell, now that's a new low on any radio program that I've been on.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. The only thing that we need to discuss here is this idea that the women that you photograph, if they're too large, you get this reputation at bridal magazines that here comes art in his petting zoo. And you're not in the process, you're not in the business of photographing wildlife. And all of these other insults.
I don't want to be insulting, Phil. I don't want to be insulting. You're absolutely right. I'm trying to make a living.
You are making a living.
How are you figuring that?
You're eating out of a can just for effect. You said that you got silverware and all of this bullcrap you're giving me, man. You are...
Well, I'm glad you can laugh at another man's misery.
I'm not laughing at anybody's misery. You're not poor. You're eating out of a can.
I'm eating out of a can.
But you could eat off of plates.
I wish you wouldn't continually go down that road.
I'm going down that road because you can afford to eat off of a plate. You can afford to use silverware. You can afford to have napkins. You can afford to probably sit there and, excuse me, make yourself dinner. But you won't do it. You'll eat out of a can until you sell some big job to Modern Bride magazine. Isn't that right?
You know what, Phil? You're not Jose Feliciano. Who's the gentleman that...
Jose Feliciano.
Who's the gentleman that is the lawyer?
Jose Baez.
Jose, you're not Jose Baez telling me that I left some kid in the park or killed. I'm here. You're not going to tell me. I'm not leaving a stink in anyone's car. They're leaving it in mine.
Well, now you're getting emotional.
You're darn right I'm emotional. I'm not getting out of someone's sunbird and leaving the smell of goat in it. They're leaving it mine.
Because you hired to do the job and you got there and she was too fat and you had to leave. That's their fault. They leave the smell in your car.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Yes.
877-876-PHIL. What do you think about a wedding photographer who shows up, you hire him to photograph your wedding, your reception? He shows up and you, your husband-to-be, your wife-to-be, whoever, you're not good enough. You don't look good enough. He turns around and he leaves. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our next hour, of course, is our News and Information Hour, and we have with us Art Griego, who is a wedding photographer Wedding Portraits by Art has been in business now for the last year. And we're talking about a very unusual business practice here, Art. You're saying that your business is down, the economy is bad, you're struggling like all other businesses, and yet you're turning business away. And that's the bottom line here.
The bottom line is I'm struggling like any other business, and we are asking for stimulus help from a government that is very happy to give it to large auto industries, happy to give it to every other nonsensical and ridiculous idea. They want to build a bridge to, I heard about a bridge to nowhere. I don't know what that is. Why are we not allowed what we want? I don't know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yes, Phil. I'm familiar with Mr. Griego. How are you?
I don't know that I remember you, ma'am.
Well, you were hired to photograph my wedding.
Okay.
You remember her?
Well, her.
Hold on. Mr. Henry, this is Marilyn Donnelly. I am pre-surgical. I present as a woman, but I am a transgender.
I see. Okay.
And I was recently married, and I hired this man.
Mr. Henry, if I could jump.
Please allow me. I hired this man, and I can tell you, Mr. Henry, that I take yoga, that I am at least three times a week in the gym, that I don't weigh a pound over 123 pounds, that I'm tall.
Yeah, why don't you tell him how tall?
Excuse me, I'm tall.
You're okay. So you're still technically male?
I present as a woman.
Okay. You're pre-surgical? You're about to have your surgery?
Yes.
Can I say something here, Phil? I walked into this wedding and, you know.
Well, all right. Marilyn is saying she's not fat.
When you say she.
That when she says she's not fat and she's not big and she doesn't have the thick neck.
Okay. You're right. I turned the corner, and I always like to turn a corner. I never want to come straight on. I want to turn a corner. And first of all, I had a very hard time finding a corner to turn, and I kept asking. There were people. I said, is there a corner I can turn to see? I don't want to just walk straight in. I finally turn a corner, and I see this big, tall, and I didn't know what it was.
How dare you?
What does that mean?
It means 6'3",
and he refused to take our pictures, so he's a bigot.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
He's a bigot, he's an ignoramus, and I thought you should know.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Phil. I enjoy your program.
Thank you, Marilyn. 877-876-PHIL.
Are you going to let that stand?
You admitted to going to this wedding, and you admitted to turning around and leaving that wedding. The woman, she presents as a woman. She's about to have her surgery. She's transgender. She wasn't fat. You refused to take the pictures. That's on you. Here is Amber. Amber, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead, please.
All right. So you say that you're eating out of a can, but you're the one turning away the work. You've obviously got plenty of weddings booked. Do your job, and you would have money to eat.
No, it doesn't work like that. You just heard the last lady. I turned the corner, and I got a transgender, I don't know what it is. If I take a
but
picture
of that. But what difference does that make? If you're going to be paid for the job, do your job, and then you'll live fine. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to be. I'll be haunted forever by the image of that. That's number one. And number two, I can't take that to Modern Bride and say, here's a, how do you like this, Modern Bride? A transgender 6'3" freak.
Oh, man, are you an ass.
You are absolutely ridiculous. You're disgusting.
You're a real ass.
People. You won't take pictures of transgender people. Who cares? Just do your job. You're a photographer, right? Take the pictures.
Yes, I am. I'm a damn good photographer. I wish there was something I could take a picture of. That's how good I am. I am so good. I wish to God.
If you're so good, you would have already sold something to Modern Bride.
I can't find a hot.
You can't find a hot-looking bride. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I was hoping for the Crystal Harris job.
Oh, you and a million other guys, man. Are you kidding me? You know,
you
Hugh Hefner,
are just
if there's.
Disgusting.
Ma'am, why am I disgusting when the Crystal Harris job would have put me over the top? And what do you think that thing did? She dumps Hefner, is having an affair with some guy that parks cars.
That's none of your business, man. That's none of your business what happens. They don't have to get married to keep you in business.
You're a photographer. If you would take the pictures, you would be able to eat fine. This just doesn't make any sense to me.
I can't take
You obviously have work.
I am an artist, Amber, and I'm sure you understand, being an artist, when I turn the corner and I see a woman who has the big... She's got masculine shoulders. All the air goes out of me. All of my dreams.
You know, you sound like a very weak man.
What is that supposed to mean?
You sound like a man that you can't really take life's highs and lows. You just... Every little thing is going to screw you up.
Mr. Henry, if you walked into your radio studio every day and there was no microphone, how would you feel?
Don't give me that bull crap, man. This is not equivalent to that. Hey, listen,
no, it's not,
thank you, Amber.
You have a camera. You're choosing not to use it.
But Mr. Henry is choosing not to go buy a new microphone. Oh, forget it. You guys don't understand.
You're an idiot. It's the Phil Henry Show, our news and comment hour coming up next.
When are you going? You're coming back.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Phil Henry.
I'm eating out of a can. Thanks, Phil.